What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the episode of the Primetime Sports Podcast, hosted by Joey May Lowry. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about two NHL trades that happened a couple weeks ago that I've been meaning to talk about, but didn't have the time to. So today I'm going to make that happen. First off, the Minnesota Wild and the Vancouver Canucks made a trade that sent former Norris Trophy winner and star defenseman Quinn Hughes from the Vancouver Canucks to the Minnesota Wild. In return, Vancouver received forwards Marco Rossi, Liam Ogren, defenseman Ziv Bouyam, and a first-round pick in the 2026 NHL Draft. Quinn Hughes is still under contract for another season. He's in the fifth year currently of his six-year deal with $7.85 million per season. Hughes won the Norris Trophy in the 2023-2024 season with career highs that year in points, assists, and goals, 17 goals, 75 assists, and 92 total points. Hughes is still only 26 years old and was the captain for the Canucks. He was with the franchise for eight seasons after being drafted seventh overall in 2018. On the year for the Vancouver Canucks, he had three goals, 24 assists, and 27 points. Now he's on the same power play with Kirill Kaprizov in Minnesota. Kaprizov is a very good player who just got a big-time contract before the season began. Kaprizov on the year has 22 goals, 21 assists, and 43 points. The Wild will not be able to extend Hughes until July 1st, but there has been a lot of rumors that he wants to go and play with his brothers in New Jersey at some point, so we'll see what happens with the Wild trying to extend him. I don't think you go out and make this move without trying to extend him at some point. With that being said, Minnesota is trying to win a cup right now. At the time of the trade, the Wilds were third in the Central Division, 17-9-5 on the year before this trade was made. They started out the year a little bit shaky, 3-6-3, but in their last 19 games before this deal was made, they were 14-3-2. Now the Wilds currently hold the third seed in the Western Conference and are 5-1-1 since this trade was made. Heading into this year, the Minnesota Wilds made the playoffs in 11 of the last 13 seasons, but they've only made it out of the first round in that stretch just two times. The Wilds have lost nine straight playoff series after a first-round victory over St. Louis in 2015. The Wilds have only made it past the second round just one time, back in 2003 when they were swept in the Western Conference Finals by Anaheim. This is a big-time move by them to make. They made this move as a win-now move, and I think it made a lot of sense for them to go out and make this trade. They did give up a lot in this deal, especially Bouyam, who's a very young defenseman who has a lot of upside on the offensive end and had a lot of success at the college level. But when you go out and you make this move, you're expected to try to compete for the cup this season. And that's why they went out and made this move. On the other side, Vancouver made this move because they're starting to rebuild. Jim Rutherford, the Vancouver president of hockey operations, said that, and this is a quote from him, "So I believe that we've been in a rebuild here for a little bit, and we've been able to acquire some good young players. But this move today," back when this trade was made, "gives us some really good young players. It may not change our team in the next few months or even in the next season. But this doesn't have to be a full-blown rebuild where it's going to take 5 or 7 years. We keep going the direction we're going to go. We're going to get a really good player in June. And this thing can turn out for the Canucks certainly within the next couple of years." At the time of the trade, the Canucks were 11-17-3 and in eighth place in the Pacific Division. At that time, they were also 8 points out of the last wildcard spot in the West. Now the Canucks are 15-18-3 with four straight victories after the trade was made and then just lost their first game since the trade happened. I believe their loss was yesterday. Over the last year or so, they traded JT Miller and now Quinn Hughes. So they are starting a rebuild there in Vancouver, but they're getting some good players back in return. Ziv Bouyam, a very talented and young offensive defenseman, a power play quarterback. He's only 20 years old. He was the 12th overall pick in the 2024 NHL draft by Minnesota. He played two seasons in college at Denver, where he went to the Frozen Four twice, winning the national championship once. He had three goals, 11 assists, and 14 points on the year for Minnesota. So far in his time now for the Vancouver Canucks, he already has a goal and two assists. So he's up to 17 points on the year. He's under contract for two more seasons before he will be a restricted free agent. Marco Rossi was also in this deal, a 24-year-old forward who was the ninth overall pick in the 2020 NHL draft to Minnesota. He had 114 points in 202 career games for Minnesota. On the year for the Wilds, he had four goals, nine assists, and 13 points. So far in Vancouver, he has one assist, so he has 14 points on the air. He's under contract for two more seasons before he will be a restricted free agent. He could be a good second-line center for Vancouver at some point. And then you got Liam Ogren, who is a 21-year-old forward. He was the 19th overall pick in the 2022 NHL draft. He had no points on the year for Minnesota, but so far in Vancouver, he already has two goals and an assist. In 46 career games for the Wild, he had three goals, four assists, and 7 points. already in his time in Vancouver. Like I said, he already has 2 goals and an assist, which is very impressive. He's in the last year of his 3-year entry-level contract. If he keeps the production up, maybe at the end of the year, Vancouver would try to bring him back on a new contract. I really like this trade for both teams. Vancouver adds some young players to potentially build around and also another first-round pick, while Minnesota adds a star defenseman to be another scoring threat in their lineup. I thought that was a good trade. Each way, a win-win. Now moving on to my next trade that I want to talk about, and that's between the Oilers and the Penguins, who made a deal to send Stuart Skinner from the Oilers to the Penguins, alongside defenseman Brett Kulak, and a second-round pick, all going to the Penguins for goalie Tristan Jarry and forward Sam Poulin. The Oilers needed a shakeup at the goaltending position, in my opinion. Skinner has had some good moments and was part of the team's success getting to the Stanley Cup Finals 2 years in a row, but they can never get over the hump. They need to make changes to show Connor McDavid that they're serious about winning, and they go out and get Tristan Jarry, who is a goalie who's had an up-and-down career. He's a 2-time All-Star, but like I said, has had some up-and-down years and spent time in the AHL last season. Jarry was 9-3-1 in 14 games this season for Pittsburgh with a 2.66 goals against average and a .909 save percentage. Last season, he played in 36 games, making 35 starts with Penguins with a 3.12 goals against average and an .893 save percentage. He's played in a lot of games in his career. He's a veteran that's played in over 300 games in 10 seasons in Pittsburgh with a .909 career save percentage in Pittsburgh and a 2.74 goals against average. So far in 3 games at Edmonton, Jarry has an .887 save percentage and a 3.8 goals against average. He did just suffer a lower body injury, was placed in the IR, and is going to miss the next few weeks, which is definitely a loss there for Edmonton. But like I noted, they want to mix things up. They've gone to the Stanley Cup Final 2 years in a row and haven't been able to get over the hump. So they went out and made this move for Jarry. Skinner did play some really good hockey before being traded from Edmonton to Pittsburgh. He had an 11-8-4 record this year for Edmonton in 23 starts with a .283 goals against average and an .891 save percentage. In his last 5 games in Edmonton, he had a 3-1-1 record with a 1.61 goals against average and a .937 save percentage. He was playing very good hockey at the time of the trade. Like I noted, though, he's had his chances to try to win them a Stanley Cup final, and just, you know, they've lost in 7 games and 6 games the last couple years, which is disappointing. With that being said, he did help them get to the Stanley Cup Final twice, and that's something that should be respected. So far in 3 games of Pittsburgh, he has an .831 save percentage and 4.18 goals against. He didn't play well so far for Pittsburgh, and the same thing goes for Jarry and Edmonton. Neither one has really played well in their new place. And Jarry, like I said, is on the IR. At the time of the trade, Edmonton was 14-11-6, holding the top wildcard spot in the West. The Penguins were 14-8-7, holding the last wildcard spot in the East. Now Pittsburgh is 3 games behind the last wildcard spot in the East, while Edmonton holds the last spot in the playoffs in the Pacific Division. I like this trade more for Pittsburgh because they're adding a second-round pick in the deal, but I get why Edmonton made this deal. They want to shake things up, and were able to do so by moving on from Skinner. Like I said, Skinner was playing great hockey at the time of the trade, but he was not able to get the Oilers fully over the hump and get them a ring, so they want to mix up the chemistry, and we'll see how this deal ends up working out. At the end of the day, it really hasn't worked out for either team just yet, but it's a long hockey season. We'll see how things are looking in March and April. Anyways, that'll wrap up this episode. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen to this. As always, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. I hope you guys all have a great one, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you.